Welcome to the Federation of Optical Talent. Today I'd like to talk about something that affects every single one of us, whether we realize it or not. The difference between staying comfortable and continuing to grow. Because if we're honest, most people don't dislike growth. They dislike the discomfort that comes with it. And that's completely understandable. We all like certainty. We like familiarity. We like knowing what tomorrow looks like. But the challenge is that almost everything we want sits just beyond what feels comfortable. A better career, greater confidence, more responsibility, higher earnings, a stronger sense of purpose, personal growth, professional growth, all of it requires movement, and movement often requires discomfort. One of the most useful ways to think about growth is through four different zones: the comfort zone, the fear zone, the learning zone, and the growth zone. Let's explore each one together. The first is the comfort zone. This is where most people spend the majority of their time. Life feels familiar, predictable, safe. You know what's expected of you. You know the routine. You know the people around you. Nothing feels particularly difficult, but nothing feels particularly exciting either. Now, there's nothing wrong with comfort. We all need periods of stability. The problem comes when comfort becomes permanent, because whilst comfort feels safe, it can quietly become a trap. Years pass. Opportunities come and go. Dreams get postponed. Potential remains unused. Many people aren't unhappy in the comfort zone. They're simply under-challenged. They're operating at a fraction of what they're capable of. The question to ask yourself is this: am I genuinely happy where I am, or have I simply become comfortable? The second zone is the fear zone. This is what happens the moment you decide you want more. Perhaps you're considering a new role, applying for a promotion, starting a qualification, changing employers, starting a business, speaking up more, leading a team. The moment you step towards growth, fear often appears. You begin asking yourself questions. What if it doesn't work? What if I fail? What if people judge me? What if I'm not good enough? What if I make a mistake? The interesting thing is that fear isn't usually predicting the future. It's trying to protect you from uncertainty. Your brain prefers what it knows, even when what it knows isn't particularly fulfilling. The challenge isn't eliminating fear. The challenge is learning not to obey it. Because confidence rarely comes before action. Confidence usually comes after action. The third zone is the learning zone. This is where things start to change. You've decided to move despite the fear. You're trying new things, learning new skills, making mistakes, asking questions, building experience. At times it can feel uncomfortable. At times it can feel frustrating. But it's also where confidence begins to grow. Every skill you've ever developed came from spending time in this zone. Nobody is born confident. Nobody is born experienced. Nobody is born knowing how to do everything. We learn. We practice. We improve. And over time, what once felt difficult starts to feel natural. The people who progress furthest in life are not necessarily the most talented. They're often the people most willing to stay in the learning zone long enough to improve. The final zone is the growth zone. This is where the rewards begin to appear. The confidence you've built starts showing up in your daily life. The skills you've developed begin producing results. The things that once felt impossible now feel normal. You trust yourself more. You think bigger. You set higher standards. You realize that growth wasn't something to fear, it was something to embrace. What's interesting is that people in the growth zone don't stop growing. They simply choose a new challenge, a new goal, a new opportunity. Because growth becomes part of who they are, not something they occasionally do, but something they consistently pursue. So where are you today? Are you comfortable but unfulfilled?
Are you standing in fear, knowing exactly what you want to do, but hesitating to take the first step?
Are you actively learning and developing, or are you experiencing the rewards of growth and looking for your next challenge? Wherever you are, that's okay. There is no judgment. The important thing is awareness, because once you know where you are, you can decide where you want to go. Remember this. You don't have to leap from comfort to growth overnight. Most people don't. Growth usually happens one small step at a time. One conversation, one decision, one new habit, one challenge, one opportunity, one action repeated consistently. Before we finish, I'd like you to think about three questions. What area of my life have I become too comfortable in? What fear is currently holding me back? And what is one action I can take this week that moves me closer to growth? Because your future rarely changes by accident. It changes when you decide to step forward, even when it feels uncomfortable. Thank you for listening. This is the Federation of Optical Talent, helping optical professionals grow their careers, expand their confidence, and discover what they're truly capable of.